Here at the BioBase Stakeholders Dialogue at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C., with me is Greg Blake with Biosynthetic Technologies. Greg, first of all, what I'd like you to do is just tell me a little bit about the company, Biosynthetic Technology.
Okay. Well, Biosynthetic Technologies is a technology transfer partner of the USDA, and what they did was develop a molecule that would replace the petroleum used in motor oils and other lubricants that was based on a bio-based feedstock. So our challenge now is to take that technology, perfect it, commercialize it, and get it out into the market.
Now, this has to do with high oleic soybean oil, and that's you're using that to help replace petroleum and engine oil?
Correct. So our molecule, our base oil, is the product that we make, and that goes in different types of lubricants. And the base oil we make, the primary ingredient is fatty acid, free fatty acid. And oleic acid is one of those. And so we take that oleic acid and alcohol, run it through a chemical process to make that base oil. So high oleic soybean oil is the largest percentage ingredient in our product.
And those are fairly new variety, right, of soybeans?
They are, and that's been a boon to us. The high oleic works better than the commodity oleic. It's got better properties for what we're doing, so we're glad to have those on the market.
So what about plans to build a plant? Do you have plans there?
We do have plans. We're working hard to get those finalized, and we're pretty close. It should be here in the not-too-distant future that we commence construction of a plant somewhere down in the Gulf Coast.
Ooh, okay. Why the Gulf Coast?
Primarily now it's a function of finding sites that are already permitted and ready to go so we can go quicker, and a lot of our customers are down there as well. So we're able to, the primary driver is the speed and the ability to bolt onto an existing facility, but it helps to have the transportation corridors there, the shipping, and the customers that are there.
How has the United Soybean Board helped with the development of your products through your company?
Well, they've provided a lot of assistance in a lot of different ways. I mean, even from something like this event, you heard earlier about the demonstration projects we're doing, and they've been instrumental in helping us get together with people to prove this product. They've helped us with research. They've helped us with funding on technical studies and demonstrating the viability of the product in a lot of different ways. So we're grateful to the USB for their help.
Well, how important is an event like this in getting information about how to move on and marketing the product?
I think this has been a great event. We've learned a lot here, and hopefully we have had a chance to tell our story to a wider audience, and hopefully some people have taken an interest in that story. So,
well, great to meet you, Greg, here at the BioBased Stakeholders Dialogue at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.